Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, let's hear from C.J. Stroud. We haven't heard from him. Face of the franchise, C.J. Stroud. 10 days away from the draft. Texans getting some work in. Let's hear from number seven.
I was wondering, what is the very first thought you had when you heard you were going to get to throw to Diggs?
I was very excited. I met him at the Pro Bowl and, just got to meet each other, got to meet his kids and, you know, to see what type of person he was and, you know, just been able to grow our relationship from there. You know, it's really cool just to be able to not only go from that scene to now him being a teammate of mine and just really excited to get to work with him.
Do you think he adds to your team and your offense and what he does for y'all's chances going forward this year?
He adds a ton of value, you know, to that room. There's a lot of a wisdom that he carries that I think he'll spread to the other guys. And, you know, he's been really reaching out to really everybody, you know, and I think that whole room in general is going to be great. I think we're all going to eat off each other. You know, it's going to be very fun and very exciting, you know, just to work with everybody in that room. And I'm very excited for it.
You had a chance to work out, have had a chance to work out with Tank here. How is he looking?
He looks great. Yeah, you know, he's like you said, man, he's gotten a lot better. Mentally, you know, I think even for both of us, really all the rookies, you know, coming into year two, you know, everything's starting to slow down and the wheels aren't turning so much up in your head. You know, you're starting to play ball and, you know, having a being able to throw with them in L.A. was really big. And, you know, Mitch looks amazing as well. And some of the guys that came out as well. So, you know, it's been amazing to get some work in.
CJ, how did you first find out about the Stephon Diggs trade? And then when you threw with your teammates in L.A., was that the yearly thing that you did last year as well?
I found out I was actually asleep. I've been in the West Coast. I've been back home in L.A., so I was knocked out. And I keep my phone on do not disturb. I get a lot of phone calls. And so I didn't really know, and I woke up and my boy Chase B texts me and he's like, "How you feeling, bro?" And I'm good, fam, how are you? And so like, and then I had sent like five texts like that, and then I woke up for real. This time, I was kind of like halfway texting in the bed, woke up, brushed my teeth, washed my face, you know. And then I seen the news, and I seen it on like Instagram. I'm like, oh shoot, that's what they talking about. So I didn't even tell Chase B or anybody like that. That was what I was implying, which is really just checking. I thought he was checking up on me, but no, it was cool. You know, it was really fun to see that. And this past, no, I mean, this last year I didn't have the opportunity to go before OTAs and have guys come out. So no, I'll probably do something again. Hopefully after OTAs, but that was just like, hey, man, I'm up here throwing, like, you guys want to come down? And, man, it went great, though. Like, Mitch really, like, looks amazing. He looks really, really all the way back, you know. And then Tank looks great, and so did Diggs and a couple other guys who came out.
It's the second time that you mentioned John Metchie. From what you've seen so far, what type of impact do you think he'd be able to have on this offense?
Man, he has a ton of value, a huge impact I think that he'll bring this season. I think last year was good to get his feet back in the water, you know, coming off of an injury, then something so traumatic, like being sick, how he was. And man, his mindset is just, you know, he's ready to come back and ball. So not only is he a great football player, but he's a great person. And I wouldn't want to be anywhere else with anybody else other than those guys in that room. So Mitch is looking amazing. Everything that he'll put on this field will be no surprise. But, you know, I think everybody in his room knows how special he can be, and he'll put that on the field.
CJ, when you break the huddle, you'll have Joe Mixon, Stephon Diggs, Nico Collins, Tank Dell. They brought back Dalton Schultz, and you have Bobby Slowick and Draw Johnson on the sidelines. What, in terms of the way it's set up for you, what's the excitement like for you? How do you think it can be possible? How good can this offense be?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I think we have a lot of potential. A ton of guys who played a lot of meaningful ball. A lot of guys who can do different things with the ball, which is amazing. You know, and with all those expectations, all the outside noise, like, right now is the time to focus. You know, right now is the time to build the foundation and build the chemistry. And, of course, like Bobby always talks about, we're doing the work for the end in mind, you know, hopefully raising up the whatever we can, you know, doing whatever we should do. But, you know, none of that stuff happens unless you put in the work. So right now, you know, it's just building that foundation. Getting with the guys, you know, talking about certain routes, talking about things is just as important as running the route and running and blocking guys, you know, and it starts up front, to be honest, you know. So LT is the leader of that room, and he's been motivating those guys, and, you know, I'm the leader of the whole offense, so, you know, and really the team. So, you know, even the things that D'Amico has been saying has been everything just to, you know, build that foundation of fundamentals, doing the right things, the little things the right way.
You talked about how much of last year was a whirlwind for you. And when you look back at it now, the influence that your family and how much you had to lean on them, was it more than you expected, about as expected, less than you expected? And obviously the relationship you have with your mom and how that came into play during your first season.
Yeah, family, you know, I don't really ever think it's too much or too little, you know. I mean, it's kind of like how I grew up. I mean, I always have been with my family. I mean, they're my core family, you know. So I love my family. They've been there. They would be here even without football, you know. So I'm super blessed to have them and my mother. You know, they've been amazing. And, you know, my little dog Oreo has been kicking it with me the last couple of days. He's a toy poodle. He's 19 years old. So he's an old dog. And he's been kicking it with me. And hopefully he'll have another 19 years. But yeah, man, family's everything. You know, it's been amazing to spend more time with them. I told my mom, I mean, this is the most I've ever spent time with my family since really like high school. You know, going to college, being in Ohio, I never really had that much time. So it's been amazing.
You played in talented wide receiver rooms before. How did your time in Ohio State with some of the guys you played with then kind of help you now as you're, you know, playing again with really talented guys who can really play make your way?
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's football, you know. You want to be, even like as I talk to those guys and the guys I play with in college, like, it's not good to be the lone wolf, you know. You want to have a team that, not even a team, but a room, not only of dogs and guys that can make you better, but guys you can compete with, you know. Like, and it's all friendly and love, out of love, the competition that we're trying to build, you know. But like D'Amico always says, man, iron sharpens iron. And you know, for me, having that background of playing with so many talented guys, I think is amazing. You know, I always tell my guys, man, if you're open, you're going to get the ball. So, and I pride myself on sitting in the pocket and making sure that those guys can eat, you know, and it's up to me to make sure that those guys, you know, get what they deserve and get paid and all those good things that come with having a successful year. So I'm really excited for that. And it's been you know, just the start of it right now. But, you know, having that background of it has been cool. She was going. I'll go with you.
What is your feeling about the Texans being named as having the first preseason game in at the Hall of Fame game during the time where Andre Johnson's being honored as the first Texan in the Hall of Fame?
That's a great question. I'm excited for Andre, man. Like, I'm super honored, you know, to get to know such a legend, you know, see how much of a good person he is and how down to earth he has been with me. You know, he's been in communication. He'll call me after games and call me before games, see how I'm feeling. He's really around all the time, and, you know, it's just, it makes you feel good to see a good person get what they deserve, and, you know, for us to be up there as a team and him be able to, you know, be around and we're able to support him in that time, you know, super amazing. You know, hopefully a lot of us on his team will maybe have that honor one day, and, you know, but he deserves it completely, and I'm just super happy to be, you know, just knowing him, you know, because I used to watch him as a kid, and so it's like night and day of, like, who you, like, he is who you would think he would be, but even just a better person, you know, so it's been really cool.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You were talking about the difference in how you feel this year as opposed to when you came in last year. I mean, you were always confident. Can you describe what's different after going through the whole NFL season and having the kind of season you had, how you feel now headed into year two?
Yeah, I'm feeling great, you know. You know, it's a lot of learning things that I went through last year, and it was really good to be with a lot of young guys. You know, we built that foundation, I felt, and now it's time to up it another scale. And for myself, you know, that's just first and foremost being a leader, and the second, you know, in my play. And you know, I'm excited to. I think I got a lot better these past couple weeks working with my guys out in LA. You know, now it's time to get better with my team and then go on and take every little step. And I think last year I wasn't able to do that much. I was meeting every team, going through offense after offense, and meeting a new coordinator, meet with a new head coach next week, like, and then finally got here, and then, like, everything just ramped up. So now it's like I'm coming to the same offense, and, you know, I get to slow down and really, like, get better at what we're trying to get done this next year. So, you know, I'm very excited for that.
Straight on top 30 visits. What do you remember most about your top 30 visit to the Texans last year? What stood out most?
I remember the dudes that I came in with. I came in with Tajay Spears, and I'm blanking on my other guy's name. He plays guard for the Buccaneers. Went to North Dakota State.
Cody?
Yep, Cody. So me and Cody and Tajay was here, and it was really early in the morning they picked us up, and we were together really the whole day. And I remember Nick made me, like, Well, he didn't make me, but no, it was actually DT. DT asked me to like explain like those two guys' personalities. So basically, he was asking like, was I paying attention to them? And I guess I did okay. but no, it was just cool to be around those guys. You know, they were from all different parts of the world. You know, I'm from SoCal. Tajay's from I think he's from Alabama. And then Cody, I think, is from North Dakota. So, like, it was cool to be around other guys, you know, and seeing their journey. And that was really, like, the one thing. And then to be able to play both of them this year and be able to – I swapped jerseys with Tajay, and I got to talk to Cody. So that was the one thing that I remembered from this one. And just meeting with the coaches and stuff. It's kind of really, like, all broad, the same thing, what you do every team. But those guys really stood out to me.
Cole and Sarge.
CJ, you and Will kind of hit it off immediately last year when you guys got drafted together, and then you get to win both accolades as offensive and defensive rookie of the years. Can you talk about your relationship and how it's expanded past this, and how he pushes you to be better and lead this offense the way that you push him to lead the defense?
Yeah, I mean, last year we met before the draft, and we were like trying to, like, we were just kind of making fun of each other, like, hey, what if we got on the same team, you know, lo and behold, we did, you know, and it's been a blessing ever since. I thank God that I got to be teammates with Will Anderson, because I definitely don't want to play against him. So, I mean, like you said, I mean, we're just pushing one another. We sit next to each other in team meetings, and, you know, we're constantly talking about, like, how we can get this team better. And honestly, like, we talk about how we can get it closer. It's not all about just work. We're trying to build, you know, D'Amico always talks about the closest teams are the best teams. And, you know, for us, we're trying to build a close team and just do it in a natural light, in a natural way. So I thank God for Will and his family. He's been amazing. His mom, his dad, his sisters have always been really nice to me and my family. So it's a blessing to be, you know, around somebody with just a good spirit and a good soul.
CJ, what do you think about the new uniforms?
I think they're cool. You know, I think they're definitely, I don't want to say too much, but I think people like them, and really excited. I think that even brings a new, like, energy to, you know, NRG, which is kind of ironic. But, you know, I think I'm super excited just to be wearing new stuff. I liked the unis last year, too, you know, but I think it's time for change. And, you know, it's a new era now, and we'll be able to build with these unis and look good while doing it.
CJ, I'm going to ask you to put your GM hat on. There's been a lot of questions about who should be the wide receiver one. Why should it be Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Why should it be Marv? Put on the tape. he's done it from really his freshman year, his true freshman year, to now. When you talk about, I think I read something like he's NFL ready, but other guys have more potential. That makes no sense. Like, what? Like, if you're NFL ready, how is that not potential? You know, like, you want longevity. You want somebody who's been doing it, you know. And for him, that's what he sleeps, eats, and he breathes. You know, he's a worldly talent, but also his work ethic and, you know, how he gravitates, like, that room. I challenged him that last year when Jackson went down. He had to take over as leader, and he did that, you know. He's not really vocal, but he became vocal, and you can see his personality start to come out as he started to play more. And, you know, for me, I mean, I think I would love to play with him again. I know I probably won't get that opportunity for a while, but, you know, I'm super, super proud of him. And, man, who's up there, man, be smart. Don't be dumb. Don't think too hard. All right,
there you go. That's C.J. Stroud. A little Marvin Harrison Jr. question there.
Yeah,
he's probably don't get dumb. We'll see that. We'll probably see that on the internet. Coming up, let's go around the NFL. Something C.J. Stroud said that has nothing to do with football that has me pretty jealous. We'll talk about that. We'll also go around the league. Teams that impact the Texans significantly. They're starting to make some moves and perhaps telegraph what they're going to do 10 days from now. Let's go around the league next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.